talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, January the 7th, 2022. 17 minutes past the hour, and we are doing Family Feud here on WWGH Radio. Mike Wilson in the studio giving away a $10 gift card to San Soda's Fresh Italian. That drawing will happen in just about 45 minutes here on WWGH Radio. Now, what category are we in, Mike?
People that were in TV shows with Betty White.
People that were in TV shows with Betty White is the category. And who do we have so far? We have six of the ten so far.
B. Arthur. Mary Tyler Moore. Ed Asner, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, and Cloris Leachman.
Go ahead, caller.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes, I believe Valerie Bertinelli is on the list.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, Valerie Bertinelli. Okay. Mike was having trouble there, Phyllis. I don't know. He about passed out.
I took down the wrong last name.
thank you, Phyllis.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What did you write down for Valerie Bertinelli?
Valerie Harper.
Valerie Harper. Well, there you go. Valerie Bertinelli. She was. Okay. People who've worked with Betty White. Go ahead, caller.
Valerie Hopper.
Is she on the list?
Well,
let me see the list at this particular point. I'm going to have to check this out. Mike has done some weird things here. Okay, I see that. Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. Valerie Harper is not on the list.
Okay, Scott?
Yeah.
Before you go off, tell Mike to let his faucets just drip a little bit at night before he goes to bed.
Let your faucets drip at night?
Yeah.
Yes, I will do that when it gets this cold in the future.
Thank you. Yeah, what's wrong with you? Oh, you've got to let your faucets drip. People who worked with Betty White, 740-383-9944, three left on the list here. Valerie Harper is not one of them. Valerie Bertinelli was. So what names do we have on the list?
Oh, I'm laughing so hard my eyes are all watering.
This is more confusing than Chinese algebra.
American algebra is confusing to me. B. Arthur, Mary Tyler Moore, Ed Asner, Valerie Bertinelli, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, and Cloris Leachman.
All right. And still three to go. Go ahead, caller.
Wendy Malick.
You know, she didn't make the list, but you're right. She was on Hot in Cleveland. You are right.
Okay. What about Jane Leest?
Not on the list, but I think she was the other one on Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, she was.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, Jane Leest and Wendy Malick made out the ensemble that was Hot in Cleveland. People that worked with Betty White. Still three to go on the list. They're all well-known people, aren't they?
I would say so.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
How about Vicki Lawrence?
All right, yes.
Vicki Lawrence is on the list. You got it. Thank you, Judy. Vicki Lawrence on the list. Two left to go.
And that's somebody else you've spoken to in the past.
I have spoken to Vicki Lawrence. I certainly have. People who have worked with Betty White. Still two left to go. 740-383-9944. Who are the two? Go ahead, caller.
Harvey Korman.
Very good guess, but not on the list.
Poor Harv did not make the list.
Is he still living?
No, he's went on.
Okay.
On to his reward. All right, 21 minutes past the hour, still two names left. People who worked with Betty White. The late, great Betty White passed away 1 week ago today.
Okay, two more folks that Betty White has worked with on our list. Now, these are the top 10. There are lots of others that aren't on this list, but these are the top 10.
And who are the top 8 so far?
B. Arthur, Mary Tyler Moore, Ed Asner, Valerie Bertinelli, Vicki Lawrence, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, and Cloris Leachman.
Go ahead, caller.
What about her husband on Password?
And what was his name?
Alan Ludden.
He's on the list.
He is on the list. You got him. Thank you, Judy.
We're down to one person.
One person, Alan Ludden, was on the list. Who's the final person? So the 9 people who've worked with Betty White are...
So far on our list, Bea Arthur, Mary Tyler Moore, Ed Asner, Valerie Bertinelli, Vicki Lawrence, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, Alan Ludden, and Cloris Leachman.
There you go. Still one answer left. People who have worked with Betty White, who is the final answer? 22 minutes past the hour here. Going to do this drawing for $10 to San Sodas in about 25 minutes. People who have worked with Betty White, one answer left.
And she worked with so many great talents. We just don't have them all on the list.
No, only a certain amount could make this particular list. And at this point, her husband was on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this final name is the one that you added.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, interesting how it would end up being dead last. Wonder how that happened.
Well, you know.
People who've worked with Betty White is the category here. One name left. 740-383-9944. Who are we forgetting? We need to know. People who've worked with Betty White.
One more person.
All those years, 99 years of life, and we're having a bit of a stumper here.
But there are so many names out there that, you know, that's where it is. A lot of them just aren't on the list.
Well, you can only fit so many people on a list of 10.
That's only 10 people, yes.
10 people are all you can fit. Now, sometimes you can squeeze 11 or 12 on a list of 10, but in this particular case... We're kind of stonewalling with 10. 10 people, and we still have one that nobody knows of. People who've worked with Betty White.
I'm about ready to give a hint, but...
Well, run it down again. Run those names down again.
Here we go.
Legendary names.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
B. Arthur, Mary Tyler Moore, Ed Asner, Valerie Bertinelli, Vicki Lawrence, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, Alan Ludden, and Cloris Leachman.
Those are the 9 that we have. Whom is the one name we are forgetting? The person who has worked with Betty White. This is the question of the day. Who could this be? Go ahead, caller.
How about John Larroquette?
Oh.
Yeah, not John Larroquette. No. Good guess, though. Yeah, I think they did Boston Legal together.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think she was on the John Larroquette show for a guest spot.
And this last person, she actually worked a couple different shows with.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And she was a guest on one.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Richard Dawson?
Did she work with Richard Dawson?
No. Did she work with Richard Dawson?
That's what I asked you.
Oh, yeah.
Did she?
On that game show...
Match game.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No. So. Not Richard Dawson, but a good guess.
Yep.
No Richard Dawson. I just remember him kissing everybody on Family Feud.
Well, the women.
What, is that real? Well, I don't know. He was very kiss-happy, Richard Dawson, no matter what he did. People Betty White worked with. Still one answer left. 740-383-9944. Whom... could it be?
I don't know.
I told you this person was obscure.
Well, I didn't think so.
Not exactly big-time Hollywood royalty.
Well, he was.
Was he?
I think he's still alive.
No.
No?
No.
No?
Gone.
He went to that big ship in the sky?
Big ship in the sky.
Okay.
Along with some other people.
Okay.
This past year.
Big ship in the sky. There you go.
That ship has been gaining momentum for some time this year.
Yes, it has.
It's been a year. Go ahead, caller.
Ted Knight.
Not Ted Knight, no.
So close, very close.
The late, great Ted Knight, not Ted Knight. No.
This person and Ted Knight work together, though.
Well, you've said that about the last three or four. Go ahead, caller.
Tim Conway?
Not Tim Conway, no. But they did work together. You can't fault the caller for that. They did work together, Tim Conway and Betty White.
Yes, they did.
They were a great comedy duo. Comedic. Great comedic timing there. Tim Conway and Betty White. Go ahead, caller.
Al Jarvis.
Not Al Jarvis. That was the first person she worked with. You're right, though. Not Al Jarvis.
All right.
Now, see, now, they know Al Jarvis better than the person who you put on this list.
Is this person so well-known?
No, maybe in your world. Maybe in your neck of the woods. You and Adam.
He can captain a whole boat.
Go ahead, caller.
Gavin McLeod.
There you go. Yes.
Now, do you know who Gavin McLeod is?
Yeah.
Who was he?
He's kind of like bald-headed. He was, I don't know if he was on the same time as that Ted Knight or something. I never watch those shows because I really don't like comedy shows.
No, do you know what show he was on?
Not really.
See, told you.
He was on the Mary Tyler Moore show, sat right beside her. He also was the captain of the Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Yeah.
He didn't sit next to Betty White.
Oh, that's right. He didn't.
No.
Next to Mary Tyler Moore.
He sat next to Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, mercy me. Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Well, we blew through that. People who worked with Betty White.
Let's go on to another category.
Gavin McLeod. Okay, go ahead. That's the name you wanted to add. Gavin McLeod.
Yeah.
As if that's Hollywood royalty or something. If you'd want a big rating on your show, you'd say, get me Gavin McLeod.
Well, you know, if I nobody, had a chance, I would have talked to him.
Nobody would have even... He's obscure.
Okay, next category.
Next category. We've still got 25 minutes left before we do the drawing.
Okay, here's one. Name something people win on game shows. Four answers.
Well, isn't that interesting? We're going right to a game show question here. Name something people win on game shows. Four answers. I think we'll get any more participation here?
Well, I hope so.
Wonder what the temperature is right now.
I'm sure somebody can call and tell us.
I'm sure somebody will. Go ahead, caller.
Money.
Money.
Number one answer.
You got it. Money, 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 money. Money in there. I wonder if Nikki's still working outside. I'm a little worried about that.
Oh, she'll be okay. She's used to it, I'm sure.
Well, we don't even know what she's doing outside.
She's working.
I understand, but what is she doing? The radio knobs are probably frozen by this particular point. All right, go ahead, caller.
Cars.
A new car.
All right, got you, Judy. New car. Something people win on game shows is the category, 740-383-9944.
And one show did actually give away used cars sometimes. Let's make a deal. Unlike the clunkers?
Unlike the clunkers. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Nikki.
Nikki, are you frozen to death? We're worried about you.
Yeah, my feet are cold.
Now,
it's only 18 degrees.
Can you tell us what you're doing outside?
I fix car interior.
Oh, you fix car interior. Oh, that's an interesting job.
Yep.
A lot of call for that today?
It's a little slow, but yeah.
But you're outside.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you're listening.
I got an answer for you.
Okay, go ahead.
How about trips?
Yes, trips. Trips. Vacations, yes.
All right, Nikki, we got you in. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. She's working on car interiors.
Well, the last answer...
I need to have my car interior done.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead, caller.
She made me do it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, name something people win on game shows. We might actually make that a little bit broader.
What do we have?
We have money, cars, and trips or vacations.
Money, cars, trips, and vacations. Something people win on game shows. Go ahead, caller.
How about furniture?
Nope. It's on the list. Good one, though.
And what do you mean broad? Are you changing answers over there?
Well, I'm going to run it by you.
Well, no, I think, no, I think the first one's good.
Okay.
Yeah, let's because I think that's that. Because the other ones, you could say anything. Go ahead, caller.
Boats.
Not boats. They do give away a lot of boats on The Price is Right.
They do.
Yeah, a lot of boats on there. As if people are out yachting around the world. They must have a good deal on boats on The Price is Right. Prizes you get on a game show.
So far we have money, cars, and trips.
Money, cars, and trips. What is the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Appliances.
Well, you're close.
You get on a game show. Refrigerators.
There you go.
Refrigerators. You got it. Thank you, Judy. Judy C. is all over this morning. She wants this San Sodas $10 gift card. All right. What do we have there, that category? What was it?
Okay, the category was Name Something People Win on Game Shows. The four answers were money, cars, vacations, and refrigerators.
All right, next category. We've still got, what do we got here? About 20 minutes before we're going to do the drawing?
Okay. I think we've done this before.
We've done this before.
This one category.
Okay.
Last time I was on here.
Well, it'll be easy then.
Okay. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to get away from.
I like that category. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to get away from. All that trouble. Go ahead, caller.
25 degrees.
We're still hanging at 25.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That could have been one of the answers.
Yeah, that could be 25 degrees, leaving the North Pole because of that 25-degree weather. Interesting, we're hanging at 25 here today. All right. Why would Santa Claus leave the North Pole?
No, Mrs. Claus.
All right.
Mrs. Claus.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Cold weather.
Cold weather, number one answer.
Cold weather, all right. Cold weather. Little nippy for Mrs. Claus up there at the North Pole. Reasons Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole.
Yes.
That's the category.
There's a lot of dancing up there.
Go ahead, caller.
Elf.
Annoying elves. Very good.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim.
Jim. Hi, Jim.
Glad to have you out there today, Jim. Thank you. Yep. All right. Jim gets in. Elves.
What'd you say?
Is it an elf or an elf?
Well, this says elves.
Well, what's an elf?
An elf is one elf.
Elf? One elf? Who's that tall lady who used to work with Betty White?
Rue?
No. B.
B. Arthur, yes.
B. Arthur.
Arthur.
Go ahead, caller.
Santa.
Number two answer.
Very unhappy with the man. Thank you.
And we have one more.
Yes, one more answer. Reason Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole. Oh, my. B. Arthur, right? Go ahead, caller.
A vacation.
A good answer, but no, it's not on the list.
She was on one of those game shows, and she won a vacation.
In her new car.
She said, I'm getting out of here.
Because she wanted her Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
So she doesn't like the elves, the cold weather, or Santa Claus.
Well, sometimes you just need to get away, you know.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're up there, except for one day a year, they're up there together.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a whole day that he leaves, or just that night?
Well, he leaves Christmas Eve, so I'm sure it goes into the morning.
What does she do with that day? Nap?
Probably.
Yeah, but very tiring.
Probably trying to round up the elves.
Recoup. A reason Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole is the category.
One more answer.
And the answers are Santa, cold weather, and the elves.
The annoying elves, yes.
Yes, very, very, very interesting answers. What is the final answer? We've got the $10 to San Sodas here. We have got a ton of entries here. I think close to 50 entries. Very nice. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, did you and Mike make up that list on this day's categories?
Which category?
On today's name the tune. Now, on this quiz, did you and Mike make up this list?
No, this is a list submitted by, I'm not really sure who submitted this.
You never did. All of the time you give the quiz show on here, you never made up the list. Well, what I was referring to back during the things to eat, they said quail and pheasant. Well, one thing here in Ohio, I was just wondering where these people would be from, but the blizzard was blamed for some of the quail habitat going downhill and stuff, and there's a few of them still started back up. But heck, I haven't. I've been a hunter for years and years, and here in the last few years, the habitat around central Ohio here isn't worth a daggone for pheasants or quail. And if you do have pheasants, you eat and tame birds raised. But I just wondered, you know, sitting here listening, maybe a little bored, but wondering, putting that around my head, I thought, I wonder who makes up these quizzes. And I didn't know, maybe somebody that on your board or something made it up. Maybe Adam makes them up so he can come in with a good answer.
You actually get them from a website, don't you?
Yeah, I think a lot of these come from websites.
Oh, okay. So they're all legit coming in from there. I was just wondering, some of the categories are kind of weird, the answers that's on there. And the one for Vicki Lawrence.
Right.
I know her real well. I talk to her all the time.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. George Lawrence out here, that's his wife's name, Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, is that right? That's I did not realize that.
I just talked to her on the phone yesterday, yeah. And my goodness, I didn't know that I talked to a celebrity like Vicki Lawrence, and it was on your list, so I just wanted. Hey, another thing there for Mike, you know, the woman said, just let your faucets rip. You know what, and both of you, this educational show, do you know what the definition is? expert.
What's that?
The definition of an expert is a has-been grip. You know where I learned that from?
Where's that?
A teacher in vocational training at Harding High School. He said, you guys all think you're experts here in this thing. Well, he said, I'll give you the definition as of an expert, and he said, a has-been grip. Boy, did that ever shut us up. You know what I mean?
Has been dry. I like it. Thank you.
Okay. You guys take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
In here. I kind of like the old show. I don't know if I'm going to take 3 hours of this and stuff all the time. Is this going to continue on your shows?
Oh, no. Periodically.
Boy, what's another word for periodic? Maybe once in a while, would that be longer?
Once in a while. We wanted to give away some food today, so we thought, well, we'll do it this way.
Well, you know what? The food-wise, I heard you earlier in the show, and I thought you said, now, don't make no difference. We don't know what this is. It's a $10 gift certificate, but I imagine it would be food there at the restaurant, but... $10 worth of what, we don't know, right?
Well, we don't know at this point. No, you're right. It's all up in the air.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. $10 of what? We don't know.
It's whatever you order.
Whatever you order. Sand, sodas, fresh Italian. Well, what we don't know, it came out of an envelope, and it's not labeled on the card. Now, the envelope said $10, but I really don't know what's on here. So... if it ends up being 5 or 7 or... I don't know. Don't argue with them. This would probably be our fault. Do you think it says on here somewhere?
Well...
what?
It's never been used, so I'm sure that if it said $10 on the envelope, that's correct.
We'll hope.
Because you have to scratch that thing off, get the number on the back, don't you? Before it can be used.
Well, that's probably true.
Okay.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, what is the question at this point?
Well, it's been a while. Let's get back to
that. Yeah, let's get back to that.
Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to get away from, and so far we have the snow or cold, Santa, and annoying elves. There's one more on the board.
Go ahead, caller.
Reindeer.
There you go.
Reindeer. We got it. Thank you. All right, now is the next category something we've already done?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank goodness for that. We'll move on to another category because we've still got about 15 minutes before we're going to do the drawing here.
Okay. Name a reason a person's face may turn red. And we have four answers.
Name a reason a person's face may turn red. A reason a person's face may turn red. Scott Spears here with Mike Wilson on a Getaway Friday. $10 to San Sodas coming up momentarily. The drawing will happen in about 15 minutes. All right. Let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
They're embarrassed.
Yes, number one answer, yes.
All right.
I forgot there were two pages.
Embarrassed. Well, he got confused there. Something happened.
Okay, yes. And my face is red right now, so.
Kind of. I just thought it was blood pressure. Go ahead, caller.
Sunburn.
Number three answer.
What was that?
Sunburn.
All right, we got it. Sunburn running through this one, too. These must be very easy categories. Don't you like to difficult it up sometimes?
Yes, that does make things more interesting.
I like to think so. What?
It's the way I had the papers.
Go ahead, caller.
Eat something spicy.
That'd be a good one, but it's not on here.
No spice on the list today. 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour. A reason a person's face might get red. Now, what answers do we have?
So far, we have embarrassed and sunburned.
Embarrassed and sunburned. Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The cold.
That's a good one, too, but it's not on here.
No cold on the list. Drawing coming up in about 12 minutes here. $10 to San Soda's Fresh Italian. Okie doke. Let's go to the next caller here. Go ahead, caller.
They're choking.
That's a good one also, but not on the list.
Somebody call Dr. Heimlich. They're choking. 44 minutes past the hour, 11 minutes till our big drawing here that we've been building toward all morning. Go ahead, caller.
They're very drunk.
That's the first one I thought of myself, but it's not on the list.
No jokes on the list. A reason a person's face might turn red. 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour. 10 minutes till the big drawing. Go ahead, caller.
About a rash.
No, not on the list.
Rash is not on the list. So the two that are on the list are what?
Embarrassed and sunburned are the two that we have so far.
Embarrassed and sunburned, but there are two others. A reason a person's face might turn red. Go ahead, caller.
Angry.
Number two answer.
All right, angry. Trish gets in. All righty. A reason a person's face might turn red. Certainly anger can do it. Under 10 minutes now till the drawing.
Yay, we're getting there.
San Soda's Fresh Italian, I believe over 50 entries today. That's very interesting in and of itself. So run down the category and the answers and all that.
Okay, category, name, a reason a person's face may turn red. What we have so far is embarrassed, angry, and sunburned. And number four answer, we're still waiting for. So, callers, one other thing. And this would mostly be in the summer.
Go ahead, caller.
Too much wine.
Not on the list.
Good guess, though. Good guess, too much wine. I've seen a lot of that going around. Especially this time of year. It's kind of a depressing time of year for people. Holidays are over. It's dark a lot. It's cold. Go ahead, caller.
Windburn, though.
Good one, but not on the list.
No windburn on the list. All right. Reason a person's face might turn red. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Heat stroke.
Well, that's a good one, too, but again, it's not on the list.
No heat stroke on the list. A reason a person's face might turn red. No heat stroke on the list. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. About 8 minutes till the big drawing for the San Sodas, and we have got a ton of people in the drawing, which is great, because who knows who will win? I guess the more entries we have, the better it will be for you.
That's true.
The more times your name is in there, the better off it's going to be. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Nope, I think we lost that one.
Yep.
If that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. Looking for the final correct answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Was sunburn on there?
Yeah, we already got that one earlier.
Already got sunburn. All right. Approaching 48 minutes past the hour, which will put us at 7 minutes till the big drawing of the San Sodas gift card, $10 value. All right, next caller. Go ahead, caller.
How about you can't get your breath?
Doesn't that make your face turn more blue or purple? But no, it's not on there. Good one,
okay.
Good one.
That's a scary feeling. I had a doctor tell me one time that the most panicked anybody ever is when they can't get their breath.
Yes.
Petrifying.
I've been given prescriptions that I was allergic to and had that happen, so I know the feeling.
You panic.
You do.
Yep. 740-383-9944. Reason your face might turn red. 48 and a half minutes past the hour here. Gonna do the big San Sodas drawing. $10 gift card, we believe, to San Sodas Fresh Italian. Go ahead, caller.
How about makeup?
Makeup? No.
Makeup not on the list today. Reason a person's face might turn red. Wow. Tough last one.
It is a tough one.
That's a good one, though. A good one, a tough one, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
They choke on something.
Not on the list. Good answer, though.
No choking on anything. Again, Dr. Heimlich, room 101. 49 minutes past the hour. Does it look like those books are just leaning over there?
It does. Looks like they're going to lean right into the window.
Right into the window. Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
But at least the title's right where you can see them now.
Go ahead, caller.
If they hang upside down.
Well, that's
I don't know why, but I've heard that.
That's how Scott usually does the show, but no, that's not on the list.
That's why I get a little lightheaded from time to time. All right, no hanging upside down. That will make your face red, though.
Yes, it does.
That's supposed to do something else, too.
Make you dizzy.
Well, that as well. Go ahead, caller.
Well, we have to go maybe with an allergy.
Allergy?
It's not really on there.
I guess we have to get a ruling on this one.
It must be pretty close on that one.
Pretty close. Not an allergy, but you're pretty close.
Just missed it by a hair. Would that be a hair on a person or a rabbit? Ask Adam, will you?
Depends on how big the rabbit is.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's close, though. Allergy's close. We're now 50 minutes past the hour.
Just missed it by that much.
Oh, my. Bob Uecker. Go ahead, caller.
This is a good one. If somebody slaps you.
Well, Scott, come over here. Let's try
that. Yeah, let's try that out.
No, that's not on the list.
Not on the list. No slapping. Didn't you and Adam get in a slap fight once?
No.
I thought there was a slap fight, and that's why you ended up leaving here. You and Adam got in a big slap fight.
We've never had any disagreements.
Go ahead, caller.
Hives?
No
hives.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you'd give credit on a lot of these that I wouldn't. But what does that answer have to do with hives?
Well, if you have hives, it irritates your skin, and your skin's going to turn red. It makes sense.
No, I understand her answer, but I thought you were going to try to give her what the answer is. Oh, mercy. Go ahead, caller.
How about if you got a fever?
No, but That's true too, but no.
Oh man, give me the right answer so I can get off.
Isn't this tough?
I guess. All right.
Thank you. At least we got rid of the old windpipe. It's 51 coming up on 52 minutes past the hour. Oh boy, it's that time of day. I'll be on tonight with Angie, by the way, 8 to 10. We'll return tonight. Go ahead, caller. No, I haven't had a hot toddy today. No hot toddies.
It's not on the list.
No hot toddies today. All right, we're down to the final 4 minutes, 52 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
A cold.
Not on the list.
Cold does not make the list. A reason your face might turn red. What happened to Nikki? Nikki, get in again. Stop detailing that car. What's the temperature? Temperature. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Measles?
Good one, but it's not on there.
Not the measles. 52 and a half minutes past the hour. A reason your face might turn red. That's what we want to know. All righty, go ahead, caller.
How about poison ivy?
What's that?
Poison ivy.
Not poison ivy. Not poison ivy. Your earpiece come out there? No poison ivy on the list today. 53 minutes past the hour, WWGH radio time. R-A-D-I-O, go ahead, caller.
Something with high spices in it, you swallowed it and your face turned red or something.
That's not on the list. Good one, though.
No high spices. Have you ever had a spice that turned your face red? Like Tabasco or...
Some of those really hot ones, yeah. It's happened.
Go ahead, caller.
Bee sting?
Bug bites or sting, yes.
There you go. Bug bites or sting is the answer. Got it, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see how many entries we have here now.
Okay.
53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Go ahead, caller.
Still 25 degrees.
Holding at 25. Well, thank you for the help.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Tune back in tonight, 8 to 10. Angie Evers and I will be on 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60, 62 entries today.
Wow.
62 entries here at WWGH Radio for this $10 San Soda gift card. Go ahead, caller.
The time now, 12:54 p.m.
Thank you so much. Was somebody giving us the time and somebody giving us the temp? That's all we need. Now, Mike, we've got about 5 minutes left here. Now, we got 52 people, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we want to get two more people in to have 54.
Okay.
So, let's ask a quick trivia question.
Okay. Oh, I thought...
ask one.
Let's see.
If you've been listening, what did Mike not do today that all good people do? What did Mike not do today that all good people do? 740-383-9944. Give us that one. Go ahead, caller.
That's the question.
What did Mike not do today that all good people do?
Give away any money.
Well, that's close, but not on the list here. What did Mike not do today that all good people do? That's what we want to know. 55 coming up on 56 minutes past the hour, so we can have 54 entries today. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Take a shower because
Before he went to bed, he didn't turn his faucet on.
Yeah. What kind of a moron is that? Go ahead.
I know. You don't have to do of a day when you're using the Spicasol, the faucets, you don't have to, but at night, if you just let them do a drip,
that's right.
They should freeze. So it stops. So if you'd just done that.
All right. Thank you. Now, what prize are we giving away? This will get somebody else in. What prize are we giving away here? 740-383-9944. What prize giving away?
I know.
Oh, you're a day late and a dollar short. What prize are we giving away?
And Adam, you're disqualified on this one.
Yes. I think he fell down somewhere. We haven't heard from him for a while, so.
Well, his age, it could happen.
Yes, 57 minutes past the hour, WWGH Radio time. What prize are we giving away today? All right, go ahead, caller.
Oh, Sansodas.
You got it, Sansodas. Now, we got one more, and that'll put 55 in the drawing. One more trivia question. What's the trivia question, Mike? Something a little obscure here.
Something a little obscure. What is the name of the town where President Harding was actually born?
Oh, Lord. What is the name of the town where President Harding was actually born? How about this? Who was the founder of radio in Marion? If anybody knows either of those answers, we'll give it to you. The founder of radio in Marion or the town where President Harding was born. That'll put 55 people in the drawing. Go ahead, caller.
Blooming Grove.
There you got it.
Blooming Grove.
What was the original name of that town?
Oh, I know it, but I can't get that right off the top of my head right there today.
Corsica.
Put me in. I qualified. I got the
answer. You got it. You got it.
You got it.
You got it. Yeah. It was Corsica. It was the original name of Blooming Grove, but you're right.
Oh, I thought that was a thing a woman wore underneath her dress.
Don't blow your Corsica.
How do you spell that? Yeah, you're pretty punctual on all this stuff. We got to get a little clear communication here. Must have been coming in broken up. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Let's hear the winner.
Bye-bye. All right, let's hear the winner. 55 people in the drawing today. What are you looking at over there?
55. I'm not sure.
All right. What? Oh, mercy. All right, let's see if this person has an answer to something. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bob White?
Bob White?
Yes.
Not Bob White. Good guess, though. Not Bob White. Bob White was not the founder of radio in Marion. Now, I'm going to shuffle up these 55 entries here for our $10 Sansoda gift card. A lot of people in this. 59 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Bob Mason.
Bob Mason, that's right. You got it, Bob. Thank you. Bob knew Bob Mason. So we got 56 people in now. Pick a number between 1 and 50. And I just shuffled these, so we don't know anything. 1 and 56.
Pick a number?
Between 1 and 1 and 56.
Between 1 and 56.
Yes. How many times are we going to say that? Pick a number between 1 and 56.
51.
51. Lord. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12. You think I should count off the bottom?
You could have. It would have been faster.
Well, how many are there? 55?
56.
Here? 56.
Yeah, minus.
55. 54. 53. 52.
And the next one will be it.
This is it. 51. 51. Let me see here. You know, I think I've pulled these off a little backgroundy here. All right, our winner today at 51 is... Well, wait a second here, if I can get this done properly. Our winner today at number 51... Well, hit me with this again. Give me a number.
Another number?
Yeah.
Well, let's make it simple.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two. Number two on the list in our winner pile today for the $10 to Sansodas goes to, let's see here. Well, it looks like the winner is going to be, well, you know, know, we should have done this a different way. Just, like, draw it out of a pile. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Oh, we lost our caller. You know what? We're just going to draw it out.
There you go.
This is too difficult to water this 1 in 55 nonsense.
It was your idea.
I know. Here we go. For the Sand Soda gift card, pull it right off the top. All right. The winner is Lee.
There you go.
There you go, Lee. All right, Lee. Call, well, I'll tell you, you can pick it up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. Tonight I'll be back on with Angie Evers from 8 to 10. Don't miss that program for love nor money. Thanks, Mike, for coming in.
Well, yes.
Yes, for this day, for Mike Wilson, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
All people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can